Welcome, everyone, to the Accounting Influencers Podcast. This is the show that is produced for those of you in the profession who want to improve your practice while decreasing how hard you work and ultimately make your firm really fly.
I'm Rob Brown, and with my fellow host, Martin Bissett, we're going to help you cut through the crap and the noise and the hype that's out there to bring you the very best interviews, insights, and wisdom from some of the most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dex.com. They're Wary Seat Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dex?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dex.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable, and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable, and powerful. What a great, clear value proposition. So as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable, and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com. That's D-E-X-T.com and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dex gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So you accountants, get over to Dex.com. Thank you. So Martin, you always have a keen eye on the news. What's happening this week in the accounting and fintech world?
You know what? It's deja vu all over again. If I can take you back a few years, probably the better part of 20 years, in fact, we had a situation in the UK accounting market where we had the rise of the consolidator.
Yeah.
And there was three major names at this time. We had Numerica, we had Vantis, and we had Tennant, who were generally buying up firms who had no succession plan in place, but had an attractive book of clients. And they're doing a lot of it in shares, not in cash, because they didn't have the cash. Mm. And all three models, I think it's fair to say, failed. And what we're seeing in the news this week is an increasing presence in private equity funding the acquisitions of accounting firms. And this is different. Same idea. We're an accounting firm that believes it has itself a national brand and has tech and procedure that it can apply to just about any practice anywhere. Mm-hmm. Going national, that's the same as it was. What's different is that exiting partners are now being offered heavy cash incentives to go away. And that's the big thing for me, Rob, because at this moment in time now, I'm seeing deals done on a 60-20-20 basis, meaning that the partners or the shareholders in an accounting firm that is selling itself out are seeing 60% of the value of their firm up front in cash. Now, that hasn't happened before in 20 and 20. And this is done in part to get the old school partners out of the way as quickly as possible and not retain them as consultants, which is the historical model. Now, this has been made possible because private equity firms are seeing that there's a return to be had within the accounting firm. What's fascinating this time, Rob, is that they're not seeing it in the general book of compliance work. They're not seeing it in the accounts and tax returns. That's not what they're buying. They're buying predominantly the corporate finance book and, more importantly, the corporate finance potential within that firm.
Got it.
Now, where this goes next that I think any firm listening to this has got to be very aware of is that this acquisition process is now replacing old school accounting partners who generally were partners because they'd served their time but were still technical professionals with commercial board level leadership. Your marketing director, your sales director, your CFO, your CEO, your COO. And it's putting far more of a board that we would see in any other business into an accounting firm. Now, that means that that firm, if they're your competitor, they're now a whole lot more savvy about how to generate leads, about how to take away your clients off you, and about how to get their prices and profitability up. That's what makes it newsworthy.
And they're going to get more aggressive, aren't they? Because private equity investors want their pound of flesh, don't they? They want their return.
The big relaxation in what accounting firms could and couldn't do in the United Kingdom came in November 2001 in terms of marketing and what they were able to do from a marketing perspective. And that just changed the face of the profession at that time. And there's been several further relaxations since then in the code of conduct guidelines. But you're absolutely right. A commercial board answering to a ultimate set of shareholders is going to have to deliver a return. And you know those numbers are not going to be conservative.
And from what I'm seeing, Martin, it's not just the accounting firms that these PE companies are investing in. It's the whole fintech ecosystem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The play is to bring everything together. And we've seen that in various situations where one particular private equity firm has got their finger in the pie of lending, a finger in the pie of practice management, a finger in the pie of actual practices, a finger in the pie of different types of analytical software, and so on. And the question in the minds of the listeners right now should be, so where does this all end up and how quickly and how does it affect me?
Wow. Yeah, it's going to roll on and interesting times that we're in. There's certainly going to be more consolidation, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. More consolidation, but more money coming into the profession and more commercialization of the management of firms. And that's only possible if there's a return to be seen. So for the independent practice right now, the question is, right, stage one, protect our clients. Stage two, win some more. Stage three, check profitability levels.
Brilliant. That's great, Martin. Look forward to next week's news.
Thanks, Bob.
Now, one of the big topics for accountants at the moment is making tax digital. It's going to hit you globally at some point. Martin, our friends at Free Agent have got something to help with here.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an accounting practice, you'll have already had the conversation at some level about how do you get your practice ready to conquer making tax digital? Well, at Free Agent, they've got a 30-minute consultation waiting for you. Each session is designed to help accountants and bookkeepers get their practices ready for the next stages of making tax digital, or MTD. And Free Agent's in-house experts will offer advice on how to segment your client base, choose the right MTD-compatible software for your practice and clients, and train and educate the team and clients on the upcoming changes. After your consultation, though, you'll receive a tailored action plan with the next steps for your practice. So, Rob, for listeners who want to get that consultation and the tailored report, where do they go?
Go to freeagent.com/AIP for the Accounting Influencers podcast, freeagent.com/AIP, and they can book that consultation today.